Today, the tafsir from Faculty of Engineering Mosque, Ahmadu Bello University, Zaria, continues from Ayat 18, Surat Qasas. Ustaz Abdul Mumin Yakubu will recite the Holy Quran, while Professor Abdullah Alukine will conduct the tafsir, inshallah. Bismillah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فأصبح في المدينة خائفا يترقب فإذا الذي استنصره بلمس يستصرخه قال له موسى إنك لغوي مبين.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، ملك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين، آمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح المعوق والخاتم لما سبق، ناصر الحق والحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم، وعلى آله حق قدره ومقداره العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، سلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. فأصبح في المدينة خائفا يترقب، فإذا الذي استنصره بالأمس يستصرخه قال له موسى إنك لغوي مبين. فبن موسى عليه الصلاة والسلام after he entered the city and found two people fighting and assisted the one that is being oppressed against the one that was oppressing. And with only one hand, this person died. Nobody has discovered who killed this man, but Moses himself was now cautious and in a state of fear. فَأَصْبَحَ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ خَائِفًا يَتَرَقَّبُ. He woke up in the city in a state of fear and on the watch to make sure that he is not discovered to be the one that has committed this. فَإِذَا الَّذِي اسْتَنْصَرَهُ بِالْأَمْسِ يَسْتَصْرِخَهُ. Suddenly, the one that yesterday was seeking for his assistance, today was also shouting at top of his voice to seek another assistance. قَالَ لَهُ مُوسَى. Then Moses looked at him and told him, إِنَّكَ لَغَوِيٌّ مُبِينٌ. You are indeed a troublesome person, always out for trouble. Yesterday, I assisted you. Today, you are shouting for help. You are clearly a person who is out for trouble.
فَلَمَّا أَرَادَ أَن يَبْطِشَ بِالَّذِي هُوَ عَدُوٌّ لَهُمَا قَالَ يَا مُوسَى أتريد أن تقتلني كما قتلت نفسا بلمس؟ إن تريد إلا أن تكون جبارا في الأرض وما تريد أن تكون من المصلحين.
فلما أراد أن يبتش بالذي هي عدو لهما قال يا موسى أتريد أن تقتلني كما قتلت نفسا بالأمس إن تريد إلا أن تكون جبارا في الأرض وما تريد أن تكون من المصلحين. فلما أراد أن يبتش بالذي هو عدو لهما, when Moses now desired that he will still go ahead and assist him, even though he has accused him and he has blamed him for always causing trouble. فَلَمَّا أَرَادَ أَنْ يَبْتِشَ بِالَّذِي أَدُوٌّ لَهُمَا, he now wished to assist him by striking again the one that is the oppressor, who is the enemy to both of them. Hola, yeah, Mose. He quickly he said, that is the Israelite now. Yeah, Mose, anturidu antakutulani. Do you wish to kill me? Kama katalta nafsan bil amsi. Like you killed a soul yesterday. Anturidu illa antakuna jabbaran bil ard. All you desire to be is to be a tyrant on earth. Wama turidu antakuna minal muslihin. You don't wish to be somebody who is righteous, correcting things. Because when Moses told him, Inna kalaka wi mubin, immediately he saw Moses trying to raise his hand to him. It was him that Moses was coming to strike. He started shouting again, do you wish to kill me like you killed somebody yesterday? So it has now become clear that Moses is the one who killed somebody yesterday. Let us ask ourselves. Moses just said, not far, just yesterday, he just said, Rabbi inni zalamtu nafsi faghfirli faghfar Allah innahu huwal ghafurur rahim. Rabbi bima an'amta alayya falan akuna zahiran lil mujrimin. He just said yesterday that he has repented and he will not go back to his sin again. He will not go and assist against somebody who is in sin. This is the same Moses now who by involuntarily was trying to again assist somebody who is oppressed. Why? Here, Sheikh Ibrahim said, because when he said, Rabbi, falan inni zalamtu nafsi faghfir li faghfar innahu al-ghafur rahim. Rabbi bima an'amta alayya falan akuna zahiran lil mujrimin. When he said this, he did not say insha Allah. And this is exactly what Allah told the Prophet Muhammad. Whatever you wish to do, even if you make tawbah and you say, oh Allah, I will never go back to that thing again. Remember to make istisna, to say insha Allah, because you don't own yourself. You don't have all the strength to control your faculty and control your physical strength. Allah is the one that created you. Satan can easily take you off without knowing. So he said, if he had said insha Allah, he would not have gone back to the same sin. He said, he didn't say insha Allah, and he was about to do the same thing before he was saved by the other man shouting and now revealing that he was the one that killed yesterday. So now the fear that Musa has doubled. Yesterday he was being cautious so that nobody discovers he's the one. Everybody has now known that he's the one because this man was shouting on his voice. What is he going to do?
وَجَاءَ رَجُلٌ مِّنْ أَقْصَى الْمَدِينَةِ يَسْعَى قَالَ يَا مُوسَى إِنَّ الْمَلَأَ يَأْتَمِرُونَ بِكَ لِيَقْتُلُوكَ فَاخْرُجْ إِنِّي لَكَ مِنَ النَّاصِحِينَ.
وجاء رجل من أقصى المدينة يسأل قال يا موسى إن الملأ يأتمرون بك ليقتلوك فاخرج إني لك من الناصحين. وجاء رجل من أقصى المدينة. Then a man started running from far away in the city, from at the end of the city. He started running away, coming to Musa. يسأل موسى. He was running to Musa, briskly walking. Ya Musa, oh Moses, innal mala'a ya'tamiruna bika. The ministers, that is the council of the ministers, are having a meeting and consulting that they should kill you. Liyaqtuluka, their meeting is that they should kill you. Fakhruj, I'm advising you, get out of this city now. Inni laka minan nasihin. I'm indeed one of those that is your advisor. This Israelite that came, so this person that came to give this advice is not an Israelite, he's a Copt. But he was the one who was approached to make box at that time. And from that time, what happened to him? He knew that Moses is not an ordinary person. So when this happened and he was hearing where the meeting was going on as a Copt, he rushed through the shortcut before they could come to where Moses is. He had gotten to him and said, فَخْرُجْ إِنِي لَكَ مِنَ النَّاصِحِينَ. I bid you to quickly get out of the city. I am one of those that is giving you a good advice. So here now, Moses is in the trouble. He has to leave the city before the slaughterers that are sent to catch him catch him.
فخرج منها خائفا يترقب قال رب نجني من القوم الظالمين.
فخرج منها خائفا يترقب قال رب نجني من القوم الظالمين. Moses now left the city, خائفا, in a serious state of fear. يترقب, watching left and right, hope nobody is coming. وخرج منها خائفا يترقب قال ربي. He exerted back to Allah again. Oh my Lord, نجني من القوم الظالمين. Save me from people, these people that are oppressors, that are unjust people. Save me from them. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it has been related by one of the ulamas that put prayers together. It has been said, whenever a person, you are running away from leaders, unjust leaders, and you don't want them to get at you, if you say, Radaytu billahi rabban, wa bi islami deenan, wa bi Muhammad nabiyan, that Allah will save you from this, the unjust people, and nothing will come to you. Here, it is important that whenever you are faced with injustice of leaders, don't attempt to confront them. Confronting unjust leaders end up in tragedy. Leave and quickly run away and be saying this prayer. Radaytu billahi rabban wa bi islami deenan wa bi Muhammad nabiyan. And in some of the narration it was added, wa bil qur'ani hukman. In some, they still added more. But if you stop, Muhammad Nabiyan is enough. Meaning, Raditu Billahi Rabban, I am satisfied and pleased that Allah is my Lord. Wabil Islami Deenan, I am satisfied and pleased that Islam is my religion. That's submission to Allah. Wabil Muhammad Nabiyan, I am satisfied and pleased that Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is my Prophet. If you say this, inshallah, Allah will save you from the fear of the unjust leaders.
ولما توجه تلقاء مدين قال عسى ربي أن يهديني سواء السبيل.
فلما توجه تلقاء مدينة قال عسى ربي أن يهديني سواء السبيل. فلما توجه تلقاء مدينة, when he now left the town, he succeeded in leaving the city, and he came to different paths. Which does he take? Allah is the one that guides everybody. Allah sent an angel with a staff to come and show him the way. And when he came, he saw that the middle path, there was something leading to it, and that leads to Madiana. Palama tawajjaha ila Madiana, when he now opened his feet and start trekking along Madiana, he said, maybe this part I've taken, and he had yani rabbi ila sawa'i sabil, that maybe Allah will guide me onto a path, a way that is an even way, where I will not be treated unjustly, and I will not have to treat people unjustly. It's always is good to resort to Allah in every difficulty. Here, Moses quickly went back. Even when he has left the city, he has escaped. Where does he go? He's alone, like you. He did not take anything with him. He had no time to even pack. Somebody just came to tell him, they are going to kill you if you don't get out of town. And every human being, you don't know the importance of your life with you, except when your life is threatened. You will know that even if it means you have to go away naked, you will go away naked. So at this stage now, he is alone, he has left, he has nothing on him. No clothes on him except what he was on. فَلَمَا تَوَجَّهَ تِلْكَ مَدْيَنَا قَالَ أَسَيْ رَبِّيَا أَنِي هَدِيَنِي سَوَى السَّبِيلِ. Allah, maybe you will guide me to an even path that I will take in my fear.
ولما ورد ماء مدين وجد عليه أمة من الناس يسقون ووجد من دونهم امرأتين تذودان قال ما خطبكما قالتا لا نسقي حتى يصدر الرعاء وأبونا شيخ كبير.
ولما ورد ماء مدينة وجد أمة من الناس يسقون ووجد من دونهم امرأتين تزودان قال ما حبكما قال لا نسقي حتى يصدر الرعاء وابونا شيخ كبير. Now, after traveling for 8 days without food, without anything, maybe water, nobody knows how he was drinking, but certainly he had no food. And he had to travel for 8 days before he got to the city of Madiana. فلما ورد ماء مدينة, when he now arrived at Madiana, وجد أمة من الناس يسكون وجد عليه أمة من الناس يسكون and he met there a multitude of people by their watering site watering their animal. وجد من دونهم امرأتين تزودان. He also saw that there were two other ladies staying away and keeping their flock out of where the other flocks were taking their water. Then he said, ما حبكما, what is your problem, the two of you, that you are not watching your animal and you are instead you are driving your animals away from the other animals. We don't water our animal until these people, they have taken away their animals. Wa abuna sheikhun kabir, and our father is an elderly man in his great age. This is what has happened. Now, he came to Madiana. As he was entering, Warada Ma'a Madiana, he came to meet that people are, giving their flocks water. So he got water, at least to drink for now, but no food. Then he met that there are other two ladies. Instead of them to also get their animals to drink water, they were rather keeping their animals away. Everybody knows that when you allow your animals to enter into another flock, sometimes it's difficult for you to retrieve them. And if the people are not just people, they may take their own animal away. So that's why the women were keeping their own animal, beating them not to join the other animal. Why are you not going to water your animal when other people are bringing water to the animal? He said, you can see this man. We are women. And our father is too elderly to come and do this work. That's why we kept aside. So here, again, he left a city. His problem, he was trying to assist a person that was oppressed. He was entering a new city now. He met again a form of another oppression there. These are ladies, two of them. These are big men, strong men. They were watching their flocks of animal. These ladies also had flock of animal. Nobody cared about how they water their animal. They were just left. And normally, by what they have said now, it's normal for them not to be able to water their animal. On these ones have left, whereas there are, and they have taken away their animal before they can even come close.
فسقى لهما ثم تولى إلى الظل فقال رب إني لما أنزلت إلي من خير فقير.
فسقى لهما ثم تولي إلى الظل وقال ربي إني لما أنزلت إلي من خير فقير. What is Moses going to do? This is another case of injustice, of women that are weak, not being assisted. Inadvertently, like he is his habit, Fasakelahuma, quickly he went and asked them, why are you not watering the animals? They told him. Fasakelahuma, he went ahead, watered for them. Thumatawale ilazil. After finishing watering for their water, giving water to their flock, he went to where there is a tree and he rested underneath it. Rabbi, inni ma azalta ilayya min khairin fakir. O Allah, because of the goodness that you are sending to, that you, whatever goodness you will send to me, I'm in need of it because I'm indeed now indigent. Here, Moses, first of all, these ladies, after he asked them, ma hadbukuma, qala ta'ala naski hatta zirra'au, he reasoned with them. And he pitied them. He said, okay, is there no other place that you can, I can water your animal for you? They said, there is a big well here, but the cover of the well, nobody can lift it. You need up to 10 to 30 people to lift it. He said, show me the well. So quickly, they showed him the well. After the two of them showed him the well, he went there, he alone, he lifted the cover. Normally, the cover of this well is lifted by between 10 to 30 people. He alone, Moses, he just lifted the cover and put it down. And he brought the water, brought water out once. The water that he brought out once, the flock, all the flock of these ladies, they were able to take the water and it was enough for them. Here, one would wonder, a human being, what 10 people to 30 will have to lift, he alone he lifted. Which means, like I said yesterday, natures of people are different. This thing also this exact thing happened to Sayyidina Ali bin Abi Talib. When the Prophet was going to go to the war of Khaybar. Khaybar is a town that has up to 8 different fortresses. And they cheated on the Prophet. But these fortresses of Israelites in Khaybar are so contained and so secured that it is difficult for anybody to come and defeat them. They have over 10,000 army within their own fortresses. And all the armor that is used in Saudi Arabia is produced by these people. They have a lot of wealth inside the city. They are well organized people, but yet they don't like the Prophet. They cheated on the Prophet. They are the ones who caused the different tribes to come together to fight the Prophet. And after the Hudaybiyah, they saw that the Prophet, he gave in to the request of the Arabs. They took it that the Prophet is now a weak person. They now went ahead and they were bringing their army out. Look at the man that he said he was going to come and fight us. He went, he couldn't do anything to Saudi Arabia, people of Makkah, and he's back. They will bring out their army in thousands and march in their city and go back. The Prophet, he heard that these people have taken him for weakness, and they are now telling all the tribes between them and Medina, like Gatafan, that they should stand up against him. Then the Prophet said he will strike them before they strike him. He went. They were able to get into some of the cities, the fortresses, but there's a particular fortress, Kamus, that is so strong. They can't enter. Then when they came back and they sat, the Prophet, he said, tomorrow, Allah is going to open that fortress through a man that loves Allah and loves the Prophet, and Allah and the Prophet loves him. This word, I'll give, this flag, I'll give it to this person and he will go with this flag tomorrow and he will open it. Every Sahaba, about 1,600 of them, everybody was praying that tomorrow let it be that they are the one that is giving this flag. In the morning, the Prophet, when everybody has gathered, he said, where is Ali? He said, Ali is in his tent. He has a sore eye and cannot see properly. He said, call him. He called him. When he came, he could hardly see the ground because of the soreness of the eye. He said, what's wrong with you? He said, my eyes is paining me. I have sore in the eye. He said, bring it. The Prophet spit into the eye. And immediately the eyes became clear. He gave him the flag. He said, go and open it. He said, what will I do when I go? He said, when you go, stay in front of the gate and call them to Islam. If they refuse, call them to have an agreement with us. If they refuse, then pounce on them. When they went, these people were already, he went and they made sure they slept there in the night. Early in the morning, they just woke up and they saw outside their gate, Sayyidina Ali and his people. They were set. So they are not, the question of negotiation with the Prophet, they did not look at it. To them, nobody can enter this fortress. The gate, you need more than 10 to 30 people to open the gate. And they had also put another barrier behind, knowing that nobody will come. They are expert in throwing spears and javelin and throwing arrow, and they are ready. Sayyidina Ali just went to the gate. With one hand, left hand, he just shook the gate with one hand and just lifted it up. One hand. After he lifted it up, it is not enough that he lifted the gate. He now used the gate also as his shield. Immediately, the Israelite army saw that a lot of them started running ahead of them. And the first warrior to come to his front, only one hit, he fell down and died. So there are people that their nature is different. This is exactly what's happening now. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam came to a well where the cover, 10 people have to take it, and he alone with one hand, he just removed it and put it down. The ladies themselves, they were afraid. Then after that, he went, he was still hungry. He has not eaten back. He went back under the tree and said, Rabbi inni bima anzalta ilayya min khairin fakir. He was looking for just one loaf of bread to eat, or did. Who would he ask? Allah. This is the prophets. When they want to ask this littlest thing in life, they ask Allah. The big thing, they ask Allah. When he also want to ask for the biggest thing you will ask in life, that Allah, allow me to look at you. Rabbi, arini anzur ilay. Allah, permit me that I can see you. He also asked Allah. He didn't go to another person that show me how to go and see to get to Allah. So the prophets, they are the model, the role models. Whenever they are looking for anything small, they go to Allah. Big, they go to Allah. It has been said that Prophet Moses, even if the shoe that is wearing caught and he wants to sew it, he has his needle, he has his leather that he's going to use to cut into thread to sew it, he will still make his tihara before he takes his needle and his leather to sew it. He has all that he needs, but he will still ask Allah first. So we should learn to ask Allah for the littlest things we want, for the big things we want. Ma kalla aw kasr, little or big, because everything is with Allah. He was now resting under the shade. No food, a prophet. He has trekked for 8 days. The stomach is pressed down to the back of his body. This is the prophet.
فجاءته إحداهما تمشي على استحياء قالت إن أبي قالت إن أبي يدعوك ليجزيك أجر ما سقيت لنا فلما جاءه وقص عليه القصص قال لا تخف نجوت من القوم الظالمين.
وجاءته إيديهما تمشي على استحياء قال إن أبي يدعوك ليجزيك أجر ما سقيت لنا. فلما جاءه وقص عليه القصص قال لا تخف نجوت من القوم الظالمين. As he was sitting down under the tree, after he has prayed to Allah, Allah has answered his prayer. فجاءته إيديهما تمشي على استحياء. One of the two ladies came walking to him in a shy manner. قالت, and she said, إِنَّ أَبِي يَدْعُوكَ, my father is calling you, لِيَجْزِيَكَ, to reward you, أَجْرَ مَا سَقَيْتَ لَنَا, for what you have given us and made us to get water for our flocks of animals. فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُ, when he now followed her and got to the father of the lady, وقص عليه القصص, and then he related to him his story of what has happened to him from Egypt down to Madiana. Then the father of the lady said, La tahab, have no fear. Najawta min al-qawm al-zalimin. We shall save you from people that are oppressors and unjust. Here, this verse contains a lot of decisions that are technical and of law terminologies. فَجَاءَتُ إِهِدَيْهُمَا تَمْشِي عَلَىٰ إِسْيَاءٍ. They went to their father, told their father what has happened, because normally they will not return early to the house. They have to wait until all the people that are giving water to their animals have finished. And whatever is remaining that they have put down is what they will use. But this particular day, Moses came, took them to the other well, where these other people couldn't open. He opened, gave them water. So they returned home early with the animal. Their father said, why did you return so early? Ah, we met somebody who gave us water, assisted us, and they said the story to him. Then, one of them was said to have heard when he said, Rabbi inni lima anzalta ilayya min khayrin fakir, begging Allah. In another version, no, the father heard from Allah the cry that this man cried to Allah. Again, at the time of the Prophet, similar thing has happened. One day, Khawlat bin Sa'alaba, Binta Sa'alaba, a lady, came to the Prophet. Sayyidah Aisha said, I was in the house when she came. I heard her complaining to the Prophet. He said, oh Prophet, my husband married me, I was young. He has enjoyed my beauty as a young lady. My stomach had poured for him all the children I can. I cannot bear any child again. And now he disposed me like nothing. He said, I look like the back of the mother. What should I do? He now wants to come back and have an affair with me again after telling me that in Islam, is it permissible? Because this is not permissible in their own tradition. Tradition of Arab, when you tell a lady her back looks like the back of your mother, it means you are looking at her like a mother. You will never touch her again. The Prophet had no answer. Sayyidah Aisha said, Subhana man awsaha sam'ahu. Glory be to the one that is far removed from any imperfection, that his hearing encompasses everything. He said, me that I was in the room, I was barely hearing what this lady was saying. And the Prophet did not know what to do. Suddenly, Angel Gabriel came. And I saw the Prophet has entered a situation receiving wahi. By the time he finished, the Prophet was saying, قَدْ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ قَوْلَ الَّتِي تُجَادِلُكَ فِي زَوْجِهَا وَتَشْتَكِي إِلَى اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ يَسْمَعُ تَحَاوُرَكُمَا إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَمِيعٌ بَصِيرٌ. The lady, after he saw that the Prophet had no answer, was trying to go out, and at the door, tears was on her eyes. Allah, no answer for me. And Prophet was saying, tell her to come back. Angel Gabriel has come and give me the answer. So if you call unto God, wherever you are, Allah knows how to solve your problem. Moses called unto God underneath the tree. Suddenly a lady came, called him that the father is calling him. He went to the father, said, what is your own problem? He told the ladies just now, Mahat Bukuma, what are your problems? He too now, he's being asked what is his own problem. Come out to Dinu, to Dan. The way you behave, that's the way Allah will take you. And Allah has told us before, that Moses is among people of excellent character. We can see his character now. It's enough for us to know that and ask ourselves, are we behaving in excellent characters today? How many a times do most of us go to the bank or go to places where we are asked to be online? We see women came that are having child behind their back. We know that they are in stress. Any lady that is holding a child that is breastfeeding is in a stress. Do we give them chances to go and pass? Not that we don't care. Even when there is somebody that comes and he wants to assist, you find others grumbling. We should learn when we see somebody weak, whether it's a woman that is carrying a baby, whether it's a man that's on crutches, whether it's an elderly person, to quickly stand up and see how we can assist. Let not say that we are going to take our right because of justice. There is something that is above justice. Allah in the Quran, he says, Inna Allah ya'muru bil adli wal ihsan. Allah enjoins that we should be just and be excellent in character. So excellence of character is above justice. That's why in the court, whenever a lawyer is defending a criminal who admitted to his crime, he will ask the judge, please temper justice with mercy. Because for you to show mercy is above justice. So here, Moses was excellent in character to these ladies. He has come now to a lady that was a man that the children has described as an old man. And this man, what is he saying? La takhaf, have no fear, najauta, we shall save you. Then this man is not a weak person. Sheikh Kabir, they said, is an elderly weak man, but he's not a weak person. Somebody that will say, would save you. Because Madiana is a different city from Egypt. And the authority of Moses, the authority of Pharaoh does not extend to Madian. Here, the ulamas, they say here, look at the answer this man gave. Who is this man that is giving this answer? Who is this man that is the father of this girls? It's Anabi Shaib, alayhi salatu wasalam. He's a prophet. And then he was already very old. Shaykhun Kabir. He lived very long. What did he say? La takhaf. In the other place, Allah told the mother of Moses, Wala takhafi, wala takhzani. Don't fear and don't be sad. Whenever you see somebody in problem, in trouble, don't tell the person, fear Allah. No, that's not the time to tell him to fear Allah. You should calm him down by saying, have no fear. Allah is with you. Have no fear. You will soon get solution to it. But when you see somebody is in a stage that he feels very secured, is in a big position, tell him to fear Allah. So always, the character is when you see somebody in a disadvantaged position, in a weak position, something bad has happened to him, tell him not to have fear, that Allah is with him. So, Najauta, we shall save you from these people that are unjust and are oppressive.
قالت إحداهما يا أبت استأجر إن خير من استأجرت القوي الأمين.
قالت إحداهما يا أبت استأجر إن خير من استأجرت القوي الأمين. As they were having these discussions, is it the same day? Is it after that? It's not known. One of the ladies told the father, Ya Abati. Qalat ihdihuma. One of the ladies told the father, Ya Abati, oh my father, istajirhu, hire this man. Inna khaira, indeed, there is goodness. Man istajarta al-qawiyul amin. So one that hires a strong and a faithful person. A strong person and a reliable and faithful person. This is what she said. Then the father said, how do you know that he is strong? How do you know that this man is just a visitor? How do you know that he is faithful? He said, yes, he alone. This cover that you need 10 people or more to remove, he took it alone, which means he is strong. Secondly, when you asked me to go and call him, this is the daughter of Anubishayagu Sofriyao. When you asked me to go and call him, I went. As I was leading him to you, wind was blowing and my legs were coming out. He asked me to wait. He will come in front of me and I will direct him. That shows that he is a chaste person. He was not interested in seeing my nakedness or seeing my legs, which means he is a trustworthy person and a faithful person. The father was asking for one reason, the lady was giving answer for another reason. The ladies, they want this man to be hired because they are the one who goes out every day to go and suffer, to go and rear the animals, to give them water, to cut leaves for them, to do all those. Since there is now a person who came to this town, he has nobody, no house, no clothes, no food, no place to stay. And you have been hospitable to him, then hire him so that he can do this work for us. This is to show us the position of hospitality in Islam. When a visitor comes, don't just throw him away. Try to show him hospitality. No matter the little you can do, do it. It's one of the qualities that Sayyidah Khadija said of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the first time the Prophet came from the cave of Hira, and he was telling Sayyidah Khadija, I'm afraid for myself. I saw something today. Maybe I'm going mad. He said, Kalla, it's not possible. La yukhzika Allah abadan. Allah will never disgrace you. He mentioned those qualities that are prophetic qualities. And among he said, Innaka latukurdeu daifa. You are one that is hospitable to any visitor that comes to you. Hospitality to visitor is strong indication that a person has a good character. So here, this is what they are telling their father. Hire him. He's a strong man. He's somebody who is also trustworthy.
قال إني أريد أن أنكحك إحدى بنتي هاتين على أن تأجرني ثماني حجج فإن أتممت عشرا فمن عندك وما أريد أن أشق عليك ستجدني إن شاء الله من الصالحين
قال إني أريد أن أنكحك إحدى ابنتي هاتين على أن تأجرني ثمانية حجج فإن أتممت عشرا فمن عندك وما أريد أن أشق عليك ستجدني إن شاء الله من الصالحين. Here, the reason the ladies were trying to prove to their father that this man should be left in their house is to be hired. The reason that their father was asking them question is to see his qualities to become his in-law. Kala, he said, Inni uridu. You, this visitor, Moses, this is my intention. An unkihaka ihdabnataya hataini. That I should marry one of these my daughters to you. Ala anta ajirani thamaniya hijajin. That you will work for me. That is as your dowry, as the dowry for 8 years. Paid at Mamta Ashalan for me indeed. If you decide to complete it 10 years, which is the culture here, then that is it. In the littlest, I don't want to make things difficult for you. Satajirniya, insha'Allah, minasarihin. You shall find out that, insha'Allah, I'm one of those that is a righteous person. You can see here, An-Nabi Shu'aibu, a prophet, has taught An-Nabi Musa now one thing that he did not say before. He has brought that clause that Allah asked our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, "La takullana li shay'in inni fa'ilun zalika gadan illa an yasha Allah." Don't ever say, "I shall do this tomorrow," without adding the clause to it, if Allah so wishes. Here, An-Nabi Shu'aibu has taught him this, that by the grace of Allah, you shall find out that of the righteous, I will obey my own pact. In another surah, Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, he is the one who gave his own CV. Here, the CV of Moses was given by these ladies. In the case of An-Nabi Yusuf, he is the one who gave his own CV to the king. He said, "Ij'alni ala khazain al-ard inni hafizun." Alim said, "Make me to be in charge of the treasury of the whole country, for because indeed I am very careful in taking care of things, and I am knowledgeable about how to take care of it," which means there are two ways of looking of getting a big job. Either somebody gives your CV out, or you yourself, if you know you can do it, you give your CV out. Here, it is the ladies that stood up and gave reference as to the fact that this person, Kawiyun Aminun, he should be given an employment. But it's not only the employment that their father gave. He went ahead and also gave a whole daughter apart from the employment. Again, in the case of An-Nabi Yusuf, it was not only the employment he got, he also got the employment and got Zuleha after that. You can see, it is good for you to build your own CV since when you are at youth. So that when people are going to write a reference on you, they will write what you are that will make any intelligent person to employ you. So An-Nabi Musa was now employed, not only employed, but his employment is to also pay for his dowry. Here, look at what this man said. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "If a man that you are satisfied with his religion, you are satisfied with his character, come seeking for a lady and he is not given, so go and wait for fitna." Because today, this man, An-Nabi Musa, was described, "Inna khayra man istajarta al-qawiyyul amin," as a strong and trustworthy person. Is it strong and trustworthy person we are looking for today to marry our daughters? Or is it a careful and a knowledgeable person we are looking for to marry our daughters today? No. We are looking for a corrupt person. And somebody who is a thief to marry our daughters. When I say a corrupt and a thief, this is what I mean. Today, a lot of our women, when their daughters want to get married, they want to hear that the man is in a big position. What they call big position is not a position that they are going to work well for, a position where there is an avenue for corruption. For example, now, a person who is working as a teacher is a big position, an knowledgeable position. Even if the money he's earning in his secondary school teaching can allow him to take care of a lady, he will not easily get a wife. Even if he's working in the ministry and he's of the same level with another person, if he is not in a place where he can be corrupt and steal money, the person who is in a place where he can steal money has stand a better chance of getting a wife before him. And if he goes ahead and steal money and is showing the money off, he has another quality, as far as our people today are concerned, to get a wife to marry. But look at the prophet. This prophet, so also are the awliya of Allah. Immediately they see an opportunity of a man that has the character, noble character, and they feel he's strong enough to take care of their daughter. They are the ones to seek that, take my daughter. Today it's difficult to get this. Me as a person, apart from Sheikh Dayan Rabochi, I've never seen any person giving his daughter out just because he sees that this person is strong and has knowledge. It's not up to 6 months now. A professor from Jami' al-Azhar in Egypt came to visit Sheikh Dayan Rabochi. When he came to visit him, the man was taking around the school. After he came, he said, "Sheikh, even young girls like this memorize the Quran. In my life, can I still get a wife like this? This kind of young girls to marry? I take him to my town, to my country in Mali, to go and be teaching people there, and I work with her together." She said, "Yes, you will get." So I said, "From here." That day, the night did not fall, except marriage was conducted between this man and a lady in that house. This is what you are supposed to do. Not that you see a young man or a person that can take care of your daughter and you know he's trustworthy, then you refuse. And today we are in such a fix that the women are even stronger than the men. Their decision carries more weight than the decision of the men. This is why today we have so many ladies not married and so many of them divorced, because they were initially married to men that are not trustworthy. Men that in a, with something little, they divorce the lady. So let us be reading the Quran and be trying our best to copy it. Not just read it and pass it. Allah is not telling us these stories for us to just hear as a pastime. He is telling us for us to be able to practicalize it in our lives. And Nabi Shu'aib is a prophet. His daughters are the golden ladies of that city. No ladies matches them in lineage. Yet this is a visitor that came. But he could see that this visitor is trustworthy, is strong. The ladies have testified to that, and he has agreed to marry one of his daughter to him. Can we also copy that? Then he would, instead of the normal 10 years that is the culture, he said, if he agrees that he should do it, we should serve him for 8 years. Again, this is where the issue of culture is very important. That if a man is marrying a lady from another culture, he should observe that culture. But in our own case, the Prophet ﷺ has come to say that we should try to copy his own culture. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ إِسْوَةٌ خَسْنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ رَجُلُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ. That we should copy the culture of the Prophet ﷺ. The Prophet ﷺ did not leave us until he showed that you can marry a lady if all you have is that you are able, you have some surah of the Quran, your payment of dowry is to teach that lady, the lady you are under her employment, to teach her those surahs, and that is your dowry. All this the Prophet did to ease things for us, because for you to have women unmarried is not a good thing in any society. Women and men, they come together to have children. These children, they are the ones to be there for you when you are elderly. And the Quran, Allah said, "Aba'ukum wa abna'ukum la tadruna ayyuhumu aqrabu lakum naf'a." Your parents and your children, you don't know among them who is more useful to you. When you are small, you are not capable. You don't have any strength. Your parents look after you. After they look after you, you became big, you grew up. You are going to go back and become old. And it is your children that you gave birth to, that you looked after when they were small, that are going to look after you. And when you are small, your parents train you to know the path of Allah. When you grow old and you die, your children are the one to be praying for you now. So who of them is more beneficial to you? Allah say, you don't know. So train your children well and be obedient to your parents. Let us try to marry our daughters out. Let us not say we are waiting for somebody who has plenty of money, who is in big position. Let us look for the basic characters that we know if a person has, he can look after our daughters and then grant him the marriage. Of course, we also have to make sure that they can live together. Because if they are not able to live together and maintain harmony, there's no need of the marriage. May Allah assist all of us.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a question? Okay. What's the question?
One of our esteemed listeners want to know the position of Islam on the knowledge of Hisab, astrology, horoscopic signs, geomancy, and other means that one can use to seek for guidance.
Somebody is asking that what is the position of Islam in studying Hisab, astrology, geomancy? All these things are subjects that people study, but Islam discourages that people should study it. Islam discourages that anybody should go into these things. There are plenty of professions. Don't go into something that will put doubt in your mind. Some ulama say that to study these subjects is permissible, but a lot of ulama says they are reprehensible. Some even say it is haram. But we just had somebody, a scholar like Sheikh Ibrahim Yas, saying that nobody will achieve what the first set of Muslims achieved, like Sayyidina Umar and Sayyidina Usman and the rest of them. He said they achieved this without even the knowledge of Hisab, the knowledge of geomancy, knowledge of astrology, so, which means you don't need it to attain the highest position in Islam. So if it's because of Islam you want to study it, please, Islam is not in need of it. Walk, believe in Allah, pray when you are in need of prayer. We hear now, when Moses was asked to go out, he is from Egypt, where these things are at its height. Egypt, they have a lot of soothsayers, astrologers, people that are doing Hisab, but he didn't say that I will study it. Till today, a lot of people here that study Hisab, they go to people in Egypt to continue their study. But Moses did not say, I want to go out of this town to another town. Where will I go to? Let me go to somebody to teach me, to look out for me. Should I go to the right or go to the left? Should I take a board and throw it? If he goes to the right, I follow it. He just went. And because his mind is with Allah, Asay Rabbi An Yahdiyani Sawa As-Sabil, he was asking Allah that Allah should guide him to the even path. Allah brought an angel. A lot of times, angels come to guide us. We don't see them, but they are there. You suddenly see that your heart is heaviest in following a particular path. Just like the Satan is blowing his courses in the mind of people, you are supposed to feast during us. Angels to also guide you by also inspiring you where to follow. فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. So people should avoid astrology, avoid Hisab. Stay with Allah. Wallahi, Allah is enough. Alayhi sallahu bikafin abidahu. Allah is asking, is Allah not enough for his servant? He's enough. It's just fear. You run helter-skelter. Please tell me where to go, what to do. May Allah guide all of us. May Allah strengthen our mind to stay with Allah. May Allah make us to learn from the Quran and make us to be able to act with it. Mujahid Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah strengthen Islam, strengthen Muslims. May Allah give might to Muslims, give might to Islam. May Allah bring peace to our country. This COVID-19 that is with us, may Allah take it away from us, from the whole world. May Allah make all the Muslims that die in it to die the die of martyr. May Allah bring peace to our homes, bring peace to our campus, bring peace to our country, lead our leaders aright. May Allah forgive our parents. May He reward the Prophet ﷺ for us. May He grant us the knowledge of the Quran. May He reward the Sahabas for us. May He make us to end our life with the kalima shahadat la ilaha illa Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والحمد لله رب العالمين على الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح المغلق والخاتم لما سبق ناصر الحق والحق الهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره مقداره العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
Thank you.